This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Lee Snuggs with the Rural Planning Authority, along with Assistant Roger, came and gave an update on some of the statistics and the comprehensive transportation plan that they've been working on. And here is Roger, some of the results of that.
But more importantly, I wanted to give you guys an update on kind of how things are going with the CTP, as well as request endorsement for the socioeconomic data, which is essentially just the population and employment growth within Stanley County. That way we can use that information to project traffic volumes in the future and use that for our analysis. So just really quick overview what a CTP is. It's basically a comprehensive transportation plan where we take a look at different modes of transportation and looking at all these different modes, highway, bicycle, pedestrian, transit, all of that. We use various forms of data, whether it be crash information, traffic volume, traffic patterns, things like that, to kind of see where the needs are within the county. So in order to do this, we also cooperate with the RPO here, as well as locals within Stanley County. So we have set up a steering committee meeting that meets about every month or so, sometimes a little bit different schedule. And we've been meeting since, I think, May of this year. So when I was here last, I kind of gave a brief presentation on, or an announcement on the survey that was going on at the time. So the survey has concluded. Just to give some brief kind of like overview on the survey, we did give a presentation to the steering committee of the survey results. We will be posting that presentation online, but all the steering committee members did receive the same presentation. And basically, we got around 634 respondents, and we got a lot of good, useful feedback. There was a lot of the priorities were on safety and as well as modern roads and public transportation. So those are kind of the highest rated priorities. But we also got a lot of individual feedback on some of the questions that we had. And there seemed to be a lot of interest in bicycle and pedestrian facilities, especially. And then, of course, when we asked, you know, where was everyone's concerns, Albemarle was often put on there. So that was kind of the biggest kind of area. And a lot of them had to do with, you know, either, you know, 24, 27 are just kind of a few roads here and there.
And here's Roger once again talking about what they're going to do with the survey results and some of the meetings to have upcoming here in Stanley County.
We've looked through a lot of those survey comments, and we're going to start implementing kind of some analysis on those. And up next, our next meeting, we're going to be focusing on bicycle and pedestrian facilities, actually. So that's going to be a pretty big meeting where we'll roll out some maps and kind of see just some common destinations that were identified by the steering committee to kind of see where are some of the sidewalk gaps, where are some bicycle improvements that we can put, where are the needs within the county in terms of those modes. And then at the following meeting, we're going to be focusing on kind of the highway, where does the future traffic look like and things like that. You know, how is the growth affected the traffic? Because the CTP does look into the future. It tries to predict kind of like what is the transportation system going to look like. So currently that's where we're at right now. Our next meeting is actually next week here in this building, Tuesday. We'll be focusing on the bicycle and pedestrian first, and then we will be going over the highway portion and public transportation.
Roger also went on to talk about the projected population growth for Stanley County to the year 2055, and here's the numbers he came up with that and how he got them.
And what essentially it entails is the population growth within Stanley County that is projected within the CTP. And when we had this meeting with the steering committee, we looked at multiple different sources. We looked at the census. We looked at the Stanley County Comprehensive Plan. We looked at the model, as well as the Rocky River RPO estimates. And a lot of the stuff, especially things like the census, came out to around like 0.3% growth per year or so. So the steering committee felt that was fairly low, but the current model growth has 1.7% population growth rate per year, which that essentially entails a overall, you know, 56.1% population growth between the base year, which is 2022, to the future year, which is 2055. So again, it's that big long gap. So overall, about 35,000 population increase. And that was the statistic that the steering committee felt more comfortable with. These numbers did come straight from the model, and basically the model is kind of like a big network that covers this kind of like several counties, including like Charlotte. I believe Anson's going to be added to the same model, but Union County and basically that whole area, the Metroliner Regional Model is what it's called. And basically these numbers come from the current model as well. So those were the numbers that the steering committee felt most comfortable with. So that is what we have brought forth to you guys today. And we will be using these, as I said, to do projections into the future year to kind of see how is the traffic patterns affected, you know, where are things going to be over capacity, where is congestion predicted to be. And we will be focusing on some of those as well, using one of those as one of our metrics, not the only one, to kind of identify where the needs are. Because we, even though we do look at congestion, we also look at other things like safety, and we look at things of kind of like where facility deficiencies, things like that. And of course, we will be also looking at the survey comments that we got back for each of those modes.
Taking a look at local sports, some high school football games were played on Thursday last week. Some played on Friday. Recapping Thursday's scores, North Stanley edged out West Stanley in three overtimes. The score was North Stanley 38, West Stanley 37 in a thriller. And then South Stanley shut out South Davidson. The score was South Stanley 66, South Davidson 0. Then Friday night scores, unfortunately, Albemarle fell to Anson. They were shut out, Anson 41, Albemarle 0. And then Montgomery Central over the Orange Panthers. Montgomery Central 46, Orange Panthers 6. High school football coverage on WSBC presented by Fiberon.
And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wsbc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. A low pressure system will bring moderate to heavy rain and windy conditions to the area today and tomorrow. Flash flooding and scattered power outages are possible. A flood watch is in effect through tomorrow morning. For everything electrical, visit any Desco location or go online to DescoInc.com. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
That led to a little drama to begin with, so if you missed all that, if you go back on your podcast archives today, you'll have an odd beginning. So enjoy that. And the podcast archives are available.